This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The CCP, who openly runs death camps, slave labor factories, and earns billions of dollars each year harvesting their organs, attempts to overthrow your country. What exactly are you supposed to do? The grotesque vassals of the CCP occupying the highest levels of our government would have you believe that you should bleed out and die. On January 6, 2021, millions of great Americans were betrayed by their government. They came from all over the country to defend fair elections in America and rightfully demand justice under the laws of the Constitution. It would be the most historical protest in American history. Well over a million Americans gathered at the Capitol to demand that Congress not certify the election in light of overwhelming evidence of election fraud. After all their betrayals, the average American still believed in the democratic process. They believed in the First Amendment, and they came to exercise that right. At the end of President Trump's speech, he announced that we are going to the Capitol to give our elected officials the pride and boldness they need to do the right thing.
So we're going to walk down Pennsylvania Avenue. I love Pennsylvania Avenue. And we're going to the Capitol, and we're going to try and give the Democrats are hopeless. They're never voting for anything. Not even one vote. But we're going to try and give our Republicans, the weak ones, because the strong ones don't need any of our help. We're going to try and give them the kind of pride and boldness that they need to take back our country. So let's walk down Pennsylvania Avenue. I want to thank you all. God bless you, and God bless America. Thank you all for being here. This is incredible. Thank you very much.
But it was this righteousness that blinded us from the enemy's deceit. Capitol Police opened the gates and ushered in the crowd. Photo ops were directed inside. BLM activist John Sullivan, who was arrested for organizing a violent riot in Utah, was inside the state capitol. Agent provocateurs were seen instigating violence, and the crowd tried stopping them. Many of us already knew that we'd been set up.
We're not Antifa! We're not the
Others gave in to mob mentality, and people died. A window leading into the House chamber was broken, and as Ashley Babbitt climbed through, she was shot without warning. After 14 years of serving her country, 35-year-old war veteran Ashley Babbitt was disgracefully killed. Vice President Pence praises Capitol Police. And after certifying the election, with Ashley Babbitt's blood still fresh on the floors, Pence receives a gold coin. Like Judas Iscariot, the betrayal is complete. The CCP and their global propaganda apparatus are trying to paint Ashley Babbitt as a terrorist.
Domestic terrorist.
They are trying to paint all patriots as terrorists. They are now coming for all of us. Those who make peaceful revolution impossible will make violent revolution inevitable. Our only options at this point is for Trump to act swiftly with the military or a revolution by the people. One way or the other, war is upon us. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Ladies and gentlemen, the video is proof DC Capitol building riot was staged and triggered by false flag.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bittersweet. The internet is on fire as the global big tech cartel announces an iron grip on speech and that they will shut down anyone and everyone that does not submit to their tyranny, and that any companies trying to form competition will be shut down by the telecoms working with big tech. This is beyond monopoly. This is beyond cartel behavior. This is organized mass racketeering. Completely illegal, completely naked. But they've already been censoring Senate hearings proving election fraud several weeks ago, so why not? But the internet is really waking up, meaning the people are really waking up, and the saying, Alex Jones was right, is being written on the walls, spray painted on the government buildings, festooned to people's t-shirts, and typed in to Twitter and Facebook accounts by the millions a day, and it's become a maxim. And I'm very honored that the fact that I predicted all of this, and now we're getting the credit for it, only because I want people to then realize that we know what's coming next. And so now it's very, very important for you to listen to me very, very carefully. Because here's why I'm so frustrated. The globalists were beta testing and building this and micro testing it in authoritarian dictatorships, fascist, communist systems, very poor areas of the world, prisons, mental institutions, and then in academic institutions, colleges. But now they're externalizing their total authoritarian control grid into everything. So they're going from beta. The Nazis were beta from 1933 to 1940. And then, you know, for 5 years they were operational and things were really bad. And other authoritarian regimes and people go from beta to operational. A lot of times a serial killer might take 10 years just killing people's dogs and cats or doing mean things to animals until he finally kills somebody. Finally grabs a woman, you know, from a park and takes her and kills her. And once he's done that, he starts killing women all the time. Well, it's the same thing. So I knew everything that was coming because they were building it. They were spending hundreds of billions of dollars preparing it. But it's one thing to know they're going to do it and warn you. It's another thing that once you hit operational, and now we've gone over operational, it just implodes. You just drop off the edge of the cliff, or use the rocket analogy, you're now going straight up. Because they load the rocket, they put the fuel in it, they prepare it, they've got the avionics, they've got the gyros, they've got the directional systems. And then they hit the countdown, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, primary ignition, blast off. So it's blast off, baby. And just like a Saturn rocket escaping the Earth's atmosphere, when it first takes off, it's only moving a few feet a second. But by the time it leaves the gantry, it's going 100 miles an hour. And at a half mile up, it's going 3,000 miles an hour. And it just speeds up and speeds up and speeds up. And so that's what you got to know is the Saturn rocket of tyranny is about 20 1,000 feet off the launch pad right now, and you think it's moving fast now, it's going to get 10 times worse in the next 6 months. And then it's going to get 10 times worse again and again and again, because the tyranny they've prepared is unlike anything the planet's ever seen. And in some of their plans, they do this acceleration. It's still very fast, but not as fast as one of their plans. One of their plans is if we all lock down properly, if we all stay in our houses properly and let them bankrupt us and let them train us to be slaves and let them censor all of us, they'll go ahead and accelerate to their final goal, which is just to release a super bioweapon and kill 7 billion people, which is their official goal of Ted Turner and Bill Gates and Warren Buffett and all the rest of them at their, quote, good person club. Just type into a search engine, billionaires meet in secret to establish world government to depopulate planet. Oh, aren't they dreamy? The Wall Street Journal said, the London Guardian, they're trying to fix the African population problem. And Bill Gates says, 80% is what I want to kill. Ted Turner wants 90%. You might want to go, of course, because they sold the West on, hey, we're just killing the Africans, okay? But really, it's everybody. And it's wrong, whoever they kill. So you have to understand, they've now launched the operation. And we're now here. And so the Nazis aren't in beta anymore. They're not just testing things out. This is full operational. And so we're just at the beginning of them going fully operational. They could have had somebody slick in there that was well-spoken, but they wanted a hunchback that can't talk, that's emblematic of the end of America, who's a known liar, to demoralize you and not make you proud of yourself and make you give up. That's why they now hold up the example of how a woman should look, 400 pounds. We're not against a 400-pound woman. The point is they're not trying to show the Olympian example. They're trying to say, just give up. It's the end of civilization. Here's an example. The head of the CFR, Richard N. Haas, has come out in an article saying the American empire has fallen, that Washington may not know it yet. And he goes on to say that what Trump did and what we saw at the Capitol is the reason America is going to fall. This is the same head of the globalist organization with the Rockefeller Foundation and Bill Gates that has maneuvered the U.S. to deindustrialization, societal collapse, societal rot. We're under lockdown. China's under lockdown. They're going to cut our coal power off again so no one can do business here. And he's telling you, when the CFR has articles every month in their publication, Foreign Affairs, that America sucks, it's over, the Chinese century's here, state-run communism's the way to have things, merge with big corporations, it's really hyper-fascism. But, oh, he says it's all Trump's fault now, and those red-blooded Americans. We are seeing images that I never imagined we would see in this country, in some other capital, yes, but not here. No one in the world is likely to see, respect, fear, or depend on us in the same way again. In the post-America era, has a start date, it almost certainly is today. That's the globalist that maneuvered us to destruction. We slipped Trump in there. He valiantly fought to at least keep the country sovereign. And now they hired provocateurs. We've proven this. We have a report coming up at the end of the hour with all the evidence. To out of a million demonstrators at the White House, the Elliptical, the Washington Monument, stretched all the way down to the Capitol, because Antifa and some other paramilitary groups were still identifying, showed up, attacked the police, and then the police on the other sides of the Capitol opened it up to the general public. There was very little violence, very little attacks except for a few people that were provocateurs and who they were able to manipulate to go along with them, some useful idiots, and they videotaped with Antifa camera people we've identified in every case and National Geographic camera people the few violent events to then say that the Capitol was stormed by terrorists and then rammed through the certification of Joe Biden. And so it's absolutely incredible that the very globalist organizations that just in the last year have said burning down buildings, shooting cops is good, it's peaceful, to burn down community centers and public housing. Cops deserve to die. It's good to shoot Scalise. It's good to break Rand Paul's ribs. You need to get out and do all that. I've got hundreds of these clips. You've all seen them. But now, because Trump has his peaceful rally with the Secret Service and the security and all the people and almost a million folks, and he says, now let's march peacefully. I said the same thing. They've edited it to make it look like we didn't. That's what Don Jr. said. We're going to march later today to the White House and then to the Capitol. And we're not like the left. We're not going to loot or burn or fight. No, we're here to just let them know that America's awake. And all those folks went there to hear Trump speak. Even before he finished speaking, hundreds of thousands were already there. They started marching. And there was that few little small group of maybe 100 people that attacked police, got into the building, and then the media said, oh, look at this giant crowd. Trump ordered them here to do this. And they turned our sacred right of demonstration into a terrorist act, and then introduced legislation to ban conservatives having the right to march or speech in the streets, the final level of total censorship.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
All right, coming up next segment, I am going to premiere a special report that I came in yesterday and today and put together with the great Rob Dube that in 9 minutes concisely lays out what really happened at the Capitol on Wednesday. Now, why is that so important? Because the entire corporate media establishment is using this to try to impeach our 25th Amendment, the president. And they're also using it to introduce legislation. Here it comes, Patriot Act 2.0, aimed at the unwoke enemy within, calling the American people terrorists. So you have all these leftists, all these members of Congress, and I've got their quotes right here. We'll play some of the clips in a moment. Ted Lieu threatened widespread civil unrest. We need to see some fires. And I have an Antifa leader that was one of the first to break in who said, we're going to go there and pose as patriots, as Trump supporters, and we're going to burn the Capitol down. He said it in Utah where he lives, where he's been arrested and charged for inciting riot before. We'll show you who he is. He said it in D.C., the day before the event, in a speech to Antifa, who was then getting into MAGA outfits, and then he said it in the Capitol. He was arrested. But then they dropped the charges on him because he did a good job. But people that didn't hurt anybody are being arrested. Close to a million people, hundreds of thousands go to the Capitol. One police officer had a heart attack who had heart problems 2 days later and died. Another person died of a heart attack, another a stroke. And then a woman, as you saw on video, was shot to death. We're going to lay all of this out coming up for you. But the only way people are going to know the truth is it's not going to be on CNN or MSNBC. Or even on Facebook or Twitter, they won't let you see it there. Is it banned.video? The resistance.video will also get you there. But look at these headlines. Breaking. Twitter permanently bans President Donald Trump's account. Then 9 other big tech companies follow suit. Then people say, well, he might go to Parler. He didn't even say that. Parler's just a libertarian thing like Twitter was 5 years ago. Liberal, conservative, you name it. They got kicked off Apple and Google's apps, and then Amazon kicked them off their servers. So they're down. Wow. Whatever happened to build your own platform? Remember that? Breaking: Twitter permanently bans President Trump's account. The president of the U.S. doesn't get a judge, doesn't get a jury, didn't say go be violent, said go peacefully march, and then they let less than 100 provocateurs with mask on, break in and then blame us. And the Republicans all lined up, except for Matt Gaetz and a few others. And said, we were given briefings the day before that Antifa was going to dress as patriots and look out for them. They had a Capitol briefing, but the police chief there who's resigning, we're now learning, ordered a stand down, and they were only had half the normal security there. They said, go do traffic control around the city. Let's continue. Twitter allows Hang Mike Pence to trend just hours after Trump ban. Hang Mike Pence. Zoom in on that so they can see it, please. Thank you. Twitter allows Hang Mike Pence to trend. Well, of course, they get to promote violence. You don't get to. I don't even want to. I want to promote intellectual debate. Apple suspends Parler from App Store, citing threats of violence on the platform. Well, hell, you can go to Twitter and see 1,000 times the threats there, but that's okay. Big tech companies donate to Biden's inauguration, fund his upcoming inauguration. ACLU warns of unchecked power after Facebook, Twitter suspend Trump. Oh, finally. Soros bought them out. Representative Devin Nunes calls for criminal charges against big tech over mass censorship coordinated shutdown of competitors. This is a coordinated attack. Parler CEO speaks after Amazon boots him from their servers, vows to rebuild from scratch. Wow. Campaign monitor email software dumps Trump campaign so he can't even email his supporters because he directed a terrorist attack. Total projection. Absolute total projection. Now they're going to airbrush Trump, they're saying, out of movies he was in. That's what the old Soviets would do to people in photos. That's just some of what's coming up. But remember, Maxine Waters said, you confront people, you go to their houses, you make them uncomfortable, you get in their face. And when people would burn stuff down and kill cops and all the rest of it, they would get on the news and say, nobody's gotten hurt. There's not been any problems. That's all made up. Really. So here's a short compilation of just some of the Hollywood folks and the D.C. swamp creatures inciting real violence that they now say, Trump loses his speech, I lose my speech, we won't even do what they're doing.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
Biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right, up to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if he lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take you behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Look, as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and wow. Our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels. That this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
If you think we're rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet.
And hundreds of people shot at, dozens shot and killed by Antifa and BLM across the country just at random checkpoints. But they're the good people. They love Xi Jinping. They love China. And their economic policy is designed to shut the U.S. down. They don't want the country to exist. We're being conquered. This is a takeover. But now Americans are finally going to wake up because the gloves are off.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go.
It's back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines. It was clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block again. is available in this one-minute ad. I don't have time to tell you all about it. But believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen Block. InfoWarsStore.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You're about to see exclusive information, ladies and gentlemen. We know that Antifa BLM activists dressed up as patriots and triggered the riot at the Capitol, and MSM knows it. This gentleman that led part of it is a BLM Antifa leader. He's been charged before for leading riots. He's been caught red-handed. His Twitter is active. President Trump's is not. Let's go to this special report. I am your host, Alex Jones. The special report is vital. Here it is. With the simplest of events, there's always at least two sides to any story. But with big historic events, with hundreds of thousands of people involved, it's very important to take your time and look at the details. You've heard that President Trump and myself wanted to storm the Capitol and kill people because that would give us power, that would make us look like good guys. Does anybody believe that on its face? Well, that's what everyone's being told in every major publication on the planet. But the Wall Street Journal was forced to retract, and now others are. when they claim that I led the assault on the Capitol. You're about to see the truth of what really happened. And it is criminal, but it wasn't done by myself or President Trump. President Trump called for peaceful rallies in D.C. on January 6, 2021, so that Congress, who was holding hearings and debate on the fraud, would see that the American people were upset and were not going to accept the fraudulent results. I learned that there wasn't enough funding and that private groups were not donating enough, so I donated some and helped organize the peaceful events that happened on January 5th and the day of January 6th. Then, President Trump said that he wanted me to go out and lead the peaceful crowd that was already there to the Capitol so that we could continue to peacefully demonstrate. So here's the timeline as best as we can nail it down. Right as President Trump starts to speak, tens of thousands of people had already shown up at the Capitol, miles away from where he was giving his address. The police in some areas opened up barricades, and other areas kept them closed, and clashes between some of the demonstrators began. That's when the provocateurs, who had already been there starting fights with the police, accelerated their violence. There are literally hundreds of videos, like the one you're watching right now, where Trump patriots physically restrain individuals trying to break out windows and ram down doors. This is how you take a massive, almost million-person march exposing election fraud and discredit it. Because only a few hundred people actually attacked the police. And most of them, we now know, were led by provocateurs commanded by Antifa. One such individual is John Sullivan. He's an Antifa leader from the West Coast. He's been arrested for staging riots before. This individual said online he was coming to D.C. to overthrow Trump. Well, he certainly did a good job at it. Instead of saying he's openly against Trump, he helped lead the assault on the Capitol and even chanted over and over again that others needed to join him in burning down the building.
We gotta burn this.
But guess what? After his arrest that night, he was then released and has not been charged. John Sullivan is a smart member of Antifa. Very Machiavelli. If he just went out and knocked out some Starbucks windows and set a fire in a random neighborhood, like his type normally do, well, that would actually demonize the left. But if he can lead a riot into the Capitol when the Capitol police are outmanned and stand down, well, then he can help bring down the whole country.
My name is John Sullivan. I'm from Salt Lake City, Utah. My group is Insurgents USA. We're talking about to burn this shit down. This shit.
We gotta burn this. We gotta get this.
The Washington Post, NBC, and others even reported in the days before the riot that Antifa and other organizations were recruiting on 8chan boards to go to D.C. and stage an uprising. Once the small agitator groups led by Antifa had forced their way in, some of the hundreds of thousands waiting outside decided to go in and behaved like traditional tourists, taking selfies with police and, of course, paintings and statues of founding fathers. And now you see the mainstream corporate media and big tech deplatforming the president off of 9 major systems and shutting down Parler because they thought he might move there. Pure authoritarianism. And hundreds of publications and groups calling for my arrest, saying what happened in the Capitol is my fault for organizing peaceful demonstrations and rallies across D.C. and the United States. I'm going to end this with some footage of what I actually did before the march started, and once I got to the Capitol, how I tried to stop what was then unfolding. It was only later I learned that that poor woman, Mrs. Babbitt, had died while I was outside warning people that we didn't want another Kent State to happen.
Like Don Jr. said, we're not burning buildings down or shooting cops. We're building America up. We're here to take our rightful country back. Not have the cop
what we know. Close to 1 million people showed up in D.C. to exercise their sacred First Amendment right, and they did it peacefully. A couple hundred provocateurs were able to take over the Capitol because the police stood down and then tried to provocateur Q followers and others to attack the police, so there were 4 deaths. And now we're being told the entire Bill of Rights, the entire Constitution, has to be completely thrown out because of the limited violence that was basically a riot at the Capitol that was mainly provocateured by leftist agitators who said they were going there to provocateur this and dress up as Trump supporters to, again, do exactly what is now unfolded. But they don't have the real power. They just staged the event. It's mainstream media that allows the lies to continue, and it's big tech that suppresses us from getting this truth out. But I want to close with this important graph. We'll put it on screen. Your outrage is being manufactured. Let's look at the BLM riots and left-wing violence from Antifa and others in the last 7 months compared to what just happened at the Capitol. It lasted 7 months. It was condemned mostly by Republicans and celebrated by the left, encouraged by media and politicians. Police force was used massively. 23-plus people were shot dead by Antifa and BLM. 700 officers injured, many killed. 150-plus federal buildings damaged. Hundreds of small businesses destroyed. Entire neighborhoods burned down. Now let's compare that with so-called right-wing violence in the Capitol that was triggered and provocateured by the left. Lasted several hours. Condemned by all Republicans and Democrats. Encouraged only by fringe political groups. Police force used. One person shot dead, 2 others had heart attacks, another died of a stroke. 14 officers injured, 1 federal building damaged, no small businesses destroyed. But we see unbelievable nationwide outrage and are told that all conservatives are evil terrorists, and many Republican leaders agree. Wow, that really is insane. Imagine if Mr. Sullivan would have been successful trying to get others to burn down the building. Imagine if those pipe bombs that were found, left by the left outside, had actually detonated. I've talked to high-level law enforcement sources and folks high-level in the Pentagon, and they have confirmed to me that this was a globalist attempted false flag that misfired. It only got about 1% of the violence they actually wanted because they just couldn't trick a giant crowd of Trump supporters into regular mob psychology you see after a football game or a basketball championship where you could see dozens of deaths, hundreds of fires, you name it. Because Trump supporters were so law-abiding, this thing basically failed, and I thank God for that. Now it's up to us to get the truth of what really happened out to the world.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products at InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months. It's now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Sunday, January 10th, the year 2021, we are 10 days out from the inauguration of the communist Chinese frontman, Joe Biden, and the accelerated collapse of the U.S. The Council on Foreign Relations has announced the end of America officially and that we are conquered. The criminals are bragging. Wait till you see this next hour. Constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes rides shotgun with us for the remainder of the transmission the next hour and 15 minutes. Then Owen Schroeder takes over for Sunday Live, 6 to 8 p.m. to cover more of this. Okay, we just finished, right before the show went live today, a very powerful special report that details the false flag, how Antifa staged it with some other shadowy paramilitary groups that we're starting to identify. That'll be in a report tomorrow, because they got to have a right-wing terror group as well. So when it comes out, they can blame both groups. This is about coming after everybody's liberties. But just during the break, I was thinking, what is the right headline for this whole show today? And it's this: failed false flag. Capitol riot was meant to be way worse than it actually was, but they're going ahead with what they had planned to push: total censorship, not just deplatforming, but taking servers away, URLs away, blocking URLs at the server level. This was meant to bring in the 25th Amendment, the impeachment of Trump, but it failed because, unlike any other football fans or basketball fans or liberals or whoever, even though they had hundreds of paid provocateurs trying to riot, trying to lead this, instead of the Trump supporters, now we have dozens of these videos, were kicking their ass when they attacked the cops and tried to break in the windows. But they got overwhelmed. And so Robert Barnes has been dead on about this. I want to talk about the failed false flag nature of this, and then I want to speak directly to the American people. If you got into Q in the last 3 years, I don't blame you. It was very seductive, very high-tech propaganda. And a lot of what was covered by the Q phenomenon is already something that's real. It just claims responsibility for it. It's exposure. But the systems used to have a guy show up with a truck going crazy at the Hoover Dam, or a guy run a train off the rails into the ships in New York because he thinks Hillary's on board it. All of this is a test in digital mind control. No longer are you in some underground base having chips in your brain or drugged up under mind control. Now it's done through fantasy gaming technology, then projected into the real world. And Barnes is going to lay that out because it wasn't just Antifa leading the charge. They were a big part of it. They're on record. We caught them, so that's cut and dry. It was Q believers who weren't Antifa who believed they were fighting for Trump to break in and get secret documents from Pelosi's office. We talked about that days ago. Now they've got generals coming out and saying, indeed, that's what happened, and Trump will be in office in 10 days, and everything's fine. So we're now in real time, before it happens, announcing what they're going to do. And a lot of these folks putting this down are even bad. They are just buying into the delusion because they can't believe America's falling. I'm not comparing America to Hitler, but when Hitler was in his bunker for a month with the Russians around it, even the day before they finally took over, he still thought he could beat them. When he figured out he couldn't, he went up and killed himself, and they were 100 yards from his lair. So the Germans thought they were winning, just like Baghdad Bob famously in 2003. There were F-16s and F-18s and warthogs blowing up stuff half a mile behind him, plumes of explosions. And Baghdad Bob's like, there are no Americans in Iraq. We are winning. Everything is fine. And so there's a lot of that going on. So you're not bad that you were into Q. You understand it's esoteric, it's not documented, it's incredibly dangerous. And so we now know from the videos, the eyewitnesses, that it was about 100 Antifa dressed up as Trump supporters. They're leading Q people that were told, be there early, we're going to storm the Capitol. That's all on the 8chan boards. I went and looked it up. I wasn't aware of that until later. And others that showed up early to then give cover to this paramilitary group or two that were more manly than the normal meth head trust fund kids that are Antifa that helped finally breach and get in. So they were all being manipulated by Asian provocateurs inside their ranks. Most of them, even including Antifa, thought it was for a greater cause. It'll all come out. We have about 6 minutes left in this segment to give a gestalt breakdown, a prelude, what we're going to lay out here. But this is solving what happened there. Now they meant to use this as their entire template. I've talked to real Army intelligence, highest levels. I'm not going to say the names of the groups. Everybody knows the highest level of the Army is. Army Special Operations, Delta Force, all that. I mean, we had live feeds of that when we were there. They're not like magic people. They're just like us. But they concur. This was a failed false flag. Pipe bombs found outside. It was meant to be hundreds dead, hostages taken, Q-tards believing it all, Q-tards saying they were going to go take hostages online, but they didn't because the simulation broke down once they actually got there in the real world. It didn't happen. A lot of it because patriots fought them off and stopped them. So an alliance of Q-tards with Antifa and some shadowy synthetic militia group the feds control is what we now know. More will come out in the days to come. Robert Barnes, thank you for joining us. Give us the, again, blueprint of what's coming up in the next hour.
So, yeah, I mean, I think it's critical for people to understand and fully appreciate the degree to which Q was a deliberate psyop because a lot of things were put into place. They expected it to be much worse event. They thought that because of the comments being made on the 8-gun message boards and other message boards by Q supporters, that it was going to be much worse than it turned out to be. The reason why they had to raid in advance, we'll get into that, was because they knew that the people at the Trump speech would not partake and participate and would fight and resist those efforts. And so we can get into where that was and what they intended it to be and then where they're trying to take it. They're trying to take it to impeach and remove the president. They're trying to bar him from ever running for office again. They want to tar and feather the entire Trump people. And the same senator who has long or now soon to be president, who took credit for the Patriot Act, saying he drafted it before the after the Oklahoma City bombing in 1995, he has been bragging about the new domestic terrorism bill that's already been written and is ready to go, over 20,000 pages. And they're going to be it's going to be Patriot Act on steroids. Patriot Act Part 2, entirely focused on domestic populations, entirely meant to target people for their speech and their activity. There's already efforts afoot to try to misinterpret the conspiracy sedition laws to criminalize speech. Once again, we haven't had that in this country since World War I, but now they're trying to reinvoke and reinvigorate that. There's going to be a mass effort to target anyone that was associated with Trump to not only tar and feather them, but that goes all the way to the House.
By the way, Brennan has now said, if you were a talk show host, a member of Congress, you must come to communist reconciliation things on TV and say you're bad. But once you do that, then things really collapse. People cannot do this. They're following a tried and true communist takeover.
Absolutely. It's the old sort of struggle sessions from Mao's China. It's the same dynamic. And that's why they were trying to sucker Trump into resigning under the guise that would protect them when they were going to use that to reaffirm their narrative and the truth of their narrative. Trump was never going to play games with that, and he's not going to do so. But there's now efforts afoot to expel senators, efforts to expel congressmen, to not only stack the Senate and pack the court, but to remove any populist from either the House or the Senate. They want to remove Matt Gaetz from the House. They want to remove Josh Hawley from the Senate. Sherrod Brown called for it today. This is the most dangerous time in the history of our constitutional republic. It faces more risk than it did, frankly, in 1860. That's the kind of threat that they want to impose by ramrodding using the pretext of this staged event that was heavily facilitated by a PSYOP operation of QAnon and with infiltrators and instigators involved as well.
And I want to be clear, you're going to lay out all the evidence of this next hour. We talked over an hour last night. You have the greatest understanding of this. We were planning months ago, once the 20th passed and Trump was already gone, even before the election, we knew this was coming, the fraud. We tried to warn him. You've been personally talking to Trump daily, trying to warn him. He's finally listening, but a day late, dollar short. That the good news is, this is the enemy the globalists are losing. They're having to compress the next 10 years of their plan into just a year because they're so desperate and so far behind.
They're completely terrified. That's why they're pushing a fake. They wanted this event to be far worse than it actually was.
So you agree with all my, quote, high-level sources? I mean, I'm as smart as they are, so are you. You can see this, but the Pentagon, the Patriots, they agree. This was meant to be a gigantic disaster. I mean, hundreds dead, thousands dead, bombs, hostages, but people didn't come through.
That's exactly right, because there are people there with zip ties. They arrested one of them in Nashville. So there are people there that had ulterior agendas that misled other people who were partaking, who didn't realize what was happening.
Well, I told them, we're Q secret agents under Trump's orders, and we're going to go
in
there.
Right.
And then now, I heard that day one, they told them they were about to get Pelosi and grab the proof. And then sure enough, there's experts. This was done for special ops to get Pelosi's laptop. I mean, this is so scripted, folks. If you're online, you pledge allegiance to some made-up letter of the alphabet, and then it tells you to go take over the White House or the Capitol or whatever, you're being set up for death, just like Arlington Road. Go see Arlington Road if you want to understand this entire paradigm and how they set up good people. We'll be right back. Hour number two. This is InfoWars.
High noon. Black rolling.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.